some music that's happy, some music that's sad, or some music that is tranquil.
Yeah.
There's very little rock music that has any tranquility about it.
This is true.
There are very few minorities I know besides perhaps Charlie Pride, who likes Western and hillbilly music, but I like it. Which Western and hillbilly music, however you want to call it, has been a part of my culture, the fact that I grew up, I spent a lot of my growing up days in West Texas.
Yeah.
And there was a time in West Texas, the only opportunity that you got to hear anything other than Western music was late at night, or else you had a pretty good radio that could pick up bands outside of your area. I don't know where my first association with classical music came from. It might have been with the first time that I heard Swan Lake. It had to have been somewhere along in that time, because I can remember the Swan Lake and some of the Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite and things of that nature.
Too bad, you know. Okay. Do you have any other terms for like jazz? Would you call jazz anything else?
Well, jazz has been basically jazz. Jazz is a music that basically hasn't changed that much. The people that appreciate jazz are usually the same type people. As a matter of fact, there's been a decline in jazz. Jazz has been declining over the last 5-6 years, mm-hmm. I've noticed.
Wonder
why? Well, I would believe that number one is that jazz is usually a deeper and more sensitive type music. The era of jazz, music does tell a story about the era in which it has been written, or which the era in which it's been played. For instance, the happy tunes of the 20s, the tunes of the late 60s and early 70s will depict, if you listen to them 20 years from now, what the mood of the country was at that particular time. There has been a change in mood and attitudes, and this is the reason why jazz is not as prevalent in music as it was a few years ago. There were no real attempts to salvage, save jazz, the image of jazz. Because one thing, the image of jazz has been bad for a long time. Well, most people associated jazz musicians with narcotics, dope as people called it. Particularly marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
At the time that they were calling the weed the evil killer, the weed.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of jazz musicians who had gotten busted because they were the targets of law enforcement officials. People just did not believe that an individual could psych himself out to play like that and go through the transic moods it seems as if that some fine jazz musicians might have gone through. So consequently, taken on that light, I believe that a lot of people tended to move away from jazz. One thing, it was a music that usually wasn't played in your better music theaters. It wasn't played in your better homes. They just associated it as the same as they would associate honky-tonk music. That seems to be some concern in some areas about reviving the jazz.
Yeah.
I believe it. As a matter of fact, I see some clear indications here recently that Dallas has produced some fine jazz musicians also.